And as usual at this time, I'm delighted to welcome Francis Clamp. So good afternoon, Francis.
Good afternoon, Scott.
I'm not getting you today. I'm not sure. Can you try that again?
I'll try that again.
That's better.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Now, the odd thing is that I thought I'd read something about this monster miller of Billericay, Thomas Wood, but do you think I could find it now? No way. So come on, you're going to have to tell me all.
Well, sit back and enjoy. Thomas Wood was born in 1719, and he became the miller of Billericay Mill.
Hang on, we still got a problem here.
You've lost me.
Yes, we have.
This is bouncing on my nose.
There we are. That's it's all right. You just turned round. That's all.
Right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you fine now.
I'm sorry. I'll start this again.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
It is a bit like that.
Yeah.
Thomas Wood was born in 1719, and he became the miller of Billericay Mill. This was a post mill, first recorded in 1563. It was to be found on the left of Bell Hill, going towards South Green, and just past School Road. Thomas's early life can't have been easy. Apparently, his parents were intemperate, which is a nice way of putting it, and at 13 he succumbed to smallpox. Fortunately, he recovered and enjoyed good health until the age of 43. That's a bit of luck, or I wouldn't have had very much to talk about. However, over the years, he developed an enormous appetite. He ate large amounts of meat 3 times a day, considerable quantities of butter and cheese, and he also consumed gallons of ale. His weight steadily increased until he reached well over 25 stone. This didn't seem to worry him, and he was noted for his good humour. But then, at 44... he became ill. He suffered from heartburn, stomachache, sickness, gout, rheumatism, epileptic fits, voice loss, vertigo, constant thirst, and a constant sense of suffocation. You wonder how many symptoms he didn't have. Needless to say, he became depressed. Fortunately for Thomas, a local clergyman, worried about his state, gave him a diet book written by an Italian. The miller was impressed and decided to reduce both his food and liquid intake. This he did with dedication. At first, he limited himself to just a pint of ale per day. Later, he decided to drink only water, and he started using dumbbells and had a cold bath twice weekly. The latter was most unusual, as most people only had baths on very special occasions. Later, he reduced his liquid intake even more and gave up normal food. This was when he invented his own sea biscuit pudding to eat once each day. It consisted of flour, boiled with 1.5 pints of skimmed milk, which was left to stand overnight. Oddly enough, this worked. From being a decrepit old man, he became one of moderate size and full of vigour. Apparently, he lost at least 10 to 12 stone, I think that must be, and was able to carry quarter-ton sacks of flour around the mill. Knowledge of his amazing diet grew, and endless people, including doctors, came to visit him and learn more. He eventually died at the age of 65, which was a very good age for that time, and was buried in Great Bursted Churchyard, having long before lost the nickname of the Monster Miller of Billericay.
Perhaps I should learn a few things from him. Take a leaf out of his book.
I'm not going to tell you the full recipe.
Thank goodness for that. It sounded absolutely revolting.
Well, yes.
Now, I read somewhere that, in fact, his fame extended worldwide, and he was getting letters from all over the world. How on earth was that possible at that time, those ages?
Well, how it got round like that, I don't really know.
After all, you said he did last week he didn't have a website.
That's true, or a Twitter page.
No, quite. Right, okay. So, now, next week, you're not going to be here.
I'm not.
So what am I going to be talking about?
I'm not going on holiday.
No, I know you're not. No.
Right, next week is the great storm in Billericay.
I don't think it is. I think that's the next one, isn't it?
What's next week? Oh! What's happened is I've already given next week's piece to Scott. And so I went on to the week after. Never mind, ignore that. I'm telling big porky pies. You're quite right, it's Blackmore Priory.
Right, well, I will look forward to talking about that from the notes that you've given me. And we now know that the week after you are going to be talking about the great storm in Billericay, but not the one that everybody thinks about in 1987, but a much earlier one.
Earlier than that.
Right, we shall look forward to that. In the meantime, let's go back to this.